don't know who this is, but I'm going to rinse out my hot dog real quick. Was that for Coach? Oh, well.
Would you like to see more of their front line, their starters, to get a better gauge where you guys are at?
Yeah, I wouldn't have had to work so hard tonight. Usually when the young guys are out there, you got to work a little hard in the preseason. I think we did what we were supposed to do tonight. They had a lot of their young guys playing because they were kind of beat up. And, you know, if you're going against, you know, the backups or whatever, you should dominate. And you should, you know, we did what we did. We held them no touchdowns. We only had like 45 yards rushing in the first half, minus the one 15-yard or 15-play drive. Everything else was, I thought, pretty good.
Are you happy with the pressure the whole front seven?
I thought our D-line did well tonight. We had like 6 sacks, I think. 5 or 6. So again, I thought we played well. You know, at the end, you give up a drive in 2 minutes to give up a field goal. You don't want to do that. But I thought with the amount of turnovers we had, I think we had 4 turnovers. I mean, to hold people to field goals, that's our objective on sudden change is never to give up touchdowns. And I thought from that standpoint, we did some things well. Obviously, we got to win the game at the end. But you know, other than that, I thought things went pretty well tonight.
What's the best game overall? You feel like you guys are where you need to be with one more game?
You know, obviously you'd like to come out and beat a team 45-9 or whatever it is. But that didn't happen. We're going to be in some tough games. And, you know, I think just to persevere, like I said, I'd rather have a game with 4 turnovers and you know, and holding the field goals in the preseason and get that out of the way and see how our guys are going to react. So you can look at it a positive in both ways. So I think we'll be all right. Obviously we got, you know, things to work on, and we'll continue to grow. But for what it was, you know, I think there was some definitely building blocks that, you know, were set tonight.
Curious, is out of your control. What's your level of concern that the referees, the full referees, are not back by the opener?
I got a holding call tonight. That was awesome. So I'll take it. Hey, that's not my concern. You know what? Everybody's got to play with the same refs. The league's going to do what the league needs to do, and like I said, it'll work itself out.
Jasper Grigley had a couple sacks tonight. What do you think
he needs? I think he needs to slow down on those sacks. It's my job. No, I thought he did great. Jasper's playing great. Again, he's flying around. He's making plays. Big shoes to fill. You know, EJ was an instrumental part of our defense, and Jab's coming in, and he's going to work. I mean, and the guy, he's eager to play, and he's eager to, you know, learn, and he just keeps making plays.
Your starter might not play a lot in the fourth. Do you feel like the defense is where it needs to be at this point?
I do think so. We're healthy, and that's a huge thing. You know, some of us didn't play in that San Fran game, and people, you know, kind of, you know, 260 yards rushing is bad no matter what. But I just like to see how we came back to work, and we executed. We got back. I think our starters moved doing good, and our backups, the twos, have come in and played a ton better, you know. And so I'm really seeing growth in the depth, and I think that's what makes a good team, especially defense-wise. You got to have depth. I mean, you've seen in the past when our starters go down, that's when things kind of go crazy because we run out of depth and people are hurt. So right now I think we're definitely where we need to be for where we're at, and we keep getting better. We got a couple more weeks until Jacksonville, and I think we'll be ready to rock.
Awesome. Sure. Thanks, guys.